Here we go. Meet the Pros seminar program. It's our intention to bring you the top trainers and professionals in the field of hypnotism who can give you the inside scoop on hypnosis, the hypnosis business, our profession, as well as related topics such as NLP and self-hypnosis. Today, it is with great pleasure that I get to introduce two top performers in the field, both in the area of stage work and also in clinical or hypnotherapy hypnosis. Let me start off with Tommy V. Tommy V graduated in 1980 with a Bachelor of Science degree from Southern New Hampshire University. Since 1990, he's been in intensive training with Jerry Valley, George Bien, Orman McGill, and a number of other well-known hypnotherapists and hypnotists throughout the country. He's a certified member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. Tommy V, we also call him Tom, has been nominated for excellence in the International Hypnosis Hall of Fame, and in 2001, he received an award for exceptional performance from the National Guild of Hypnotists. His private practice, in his private clinical practice, incorporates a strong program of psychovisual subliminals by video, which bypass the conscious mind and anchor into the subconscious mind. Tom is very successful in helping people break various compulsive habits, as well as in the areas of self-improvement, pain control. He also conducts hypnosis programs in the corporate world and hospitals throughout the country. Thank you, Tom, for being on with us tonight. Now let me tell you about Jerry Valley. Jerry Valley's stage career spans over 32 years and has given him the opportunity to appear all over the world as one of the finest entertainers in show business today. But he's not all show. He has a strong background in academics and in hypnotism. His education includes his master's degree in psychology. He's certified with the NGH, certified instructor with the National Guild of Hypnotists, and he's a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists Advisory Board. He's author of Inside Secrets of Stage Hypnotism and Hypnotherapy for ADD and ADHD. He's also been the featured hypnotist on the QE2, Princess, Countess, Sagaford, and Oceanic cruise ships, appearing with both Hollywood stars such as Norm Crosby, Steve Allen, Jane Meadows, Barbie Benton, Jim Bailey, Jack Jones, Vic Damone, The Platters, Robert Klein, Phyllis Diller, Robert Vaughn. Jerry has also been the guest star on many television shows such as Good Day and People Are Talking. This is a man that knows the business and knows show business. In 1999, Jerry Valley was featured on the national television show on ABC's 2020 with John Tossel. The show was filmed at the famed Caroline Comedy Club in New York. He has appeared in several movies and has also been a cast in several television commercials. In his travels, Jerry often appears on luxurious resorts such as the Balsams Hotel, Mount Washington Hotel, the Seacrest Hotel, Chatham Bars Inn, as well as many private conventions throughout the United States. He has performed at the Giant Stadium in New Jersey, the Stratosphere Hotel, Holiday Inn, Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, and was a big hit at Sir Richard's in Virginia Beach, as well as many other hot spots across the United States. But he doesn't just travel the United States. He's also performed and is famous internationally. He's performed in Jamaica, Aruba, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and has been featured at the Imperial and Royal National Hotels in London and returns often to see his fans. Jerry's received numerous awards. I want you to understand the quality of what we've got here for you tonight. Jerry's received numerous awards such as the International Hypnosis Hall of Fame, First ever award for excellence in stage hypnosis at ceremonies in Atlantic City, the National Guild of Hypnotists President's Award, and their highest recognition of achievement in hypnosis, the Rexford L. North Award. Mr. Valley's shows are amazing, fascinating, and classic entertainment. I'm so glad to have him here tonight teaching us, letting us in on some of these insider tricks. Now, I'm not a stage hypnotist, but I took his class, and I can tell you that I learned a lot. And that's why I mention him in my book that I wrote with Jerry Kine, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. I think you're going to agree after tonight that we have got some great training coming to you right now and from two of the biggest professional names in the world of stage and hypnotism. So with this, I'd like to have each one say hi, and then I'm going to start off with some questions.
Hello, Cal. Here I am.
Hello, everyone, Valley, and I'm very excited to be here tonight. I've traveled the world, but this excites me, too. And, Cal, I hope I can live up to that great introduction. But let's roll.
Let me just go ahead and get things rolling here and ask, how did you guys get started in doing stage hypnosis?
Well, Tommy, I have to tell you his story. My story is back in 1967 when I was invited to see a stage hypnotist by the name of Sam Vine, who was breaking all records in the local town. And my response was, that stuff is phony. I don't want to go see it. Those people get paid to do those crazy things on stage. Well, in those days, for $2.50, you got a whole chicken dinner and a show, so how could we pass it up? One of the girls in my group, we had six people, one was like an introvert, and she gets up on stage and there's this great transformation. She becomes the star of the show, she's singing, she's dancing. I mean, I saw this girl just change from a quiet little person to an outlandish performer. So it whet my appetite. Two years later, I took a course in it. And I had been in acting years ago, you know, just little theater, but I got bit by the bug, so to speak. So I took this stage course and I said, whoa, I could become a stage hypnotist and make some money with this, maybe make a few bucks. So I studied very hard. In those days, there were no courses, no DVDs, no VHS, no instructors, nothing. There was one book, Orman McGill's Encyclopedia of Stage Hypnotism, which I bought. And I took it from there, and I used to follow Sam Vine around, and I developed routines, and I really practiced for about 3 months. Then I went out and did some free shows. I finally got paid for my first show, $25. And people would hear about me, agents would call me, and they were booking me here and there, supper clubs and so forth, and fairs. Then they put me on cruise ships. I had the wonderful opportunity to be on cruise ships for 10 years. I did about 50 or 60 cruises. With all the big stars. As a matter of fact, Robert Vaughn, if anyone ever bumps into Robert Vaughn, the actor, mention my name because he will remember me. His daughter, 12 years old, got hypnotized in the audience while they were watching my show. Then I was invited to be on 2020. I've been in 12 movies. It does open a lot of doors, and we're doing seminars like the one in Vegas coming up in June to become a stage hypnotist. And here I am today, a little bit older now, but I've been doing it for 36 years and still going strong. So it's an exciting field. Where else can you get paid for having fun unless you become a major league ball player? This is easy to do. I'll tell you, easy to learn, easy to do, and fun to do.
I'm curious, do you guys ever work together?
When I trained Tommy for a stage hypnosis, we did what is called a duet, two hypnotists in the show at one time, and it works quite well. So I sort of got his feet wet that way, and after a dozen shows or so, he went on his own, and he's doing great now. He does more shows than I do. So he's really traveling the country, and that's how he got started. We did the shows together. I let him do more and more experiments, and that's why I also offer that to my students who take the class. If they want to book me in their hometown, I will, after they take the course, if they want to book me in their hometown, and they get a commission for booking me, and I'll let them do a couple of experiments to get their feet wet. And it works quite well.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into the meat of this program. We've got some things we want to make sure that everybody gets to know, and that's how stage hypnotists and hypnotherapists can get cruise ship bookings and so on. So please just go ahead and take it over and give us the inside scoop, Jerry.
Okay, here's the inside scoop. When I got on cruise ships, I was asked to go on cruise ships. And it's always good to have an inside track. But if you're already a stage hypnotist and a good one, you can call ProShip 888-477-6744, and they'll ask you to send in a promotional package. I'll repeat that again: 1-888-888-477-6744. Now, there is another way to get on. One of our students got on in quite a unique way. He took a cruise as a customer, a cruise person. He just booked himself on a cruise, went up to the cruise director and said, "I'm a stage hypnotist. I'll do a free show for you." And they let him do it at midnight. And they loved him. And to this day, I think that's about 7 years ago, I think he's still doing, I think he does the Carnival line, still doing cruise ships. So that's how you can get on. It's not easy to get on cruise ships, but it worked for him. And ProShip might book you either in the United States or off the coast of the United States, sometimes in Europe or Australia and things like that. That's how you get on cruise ships. As far as I know, if you have any other ideas, let me know. Cal, let me give you also the secret as to why hypnosis is easier than clinical hypnosis. If you're a clinical hypnotist, a person walks in, one of your clients, you must work with that person. He could be a great subject, fair or lousy, refractory. The stage hypnotist has the luxury of selecting their subjects. We get 20, 25 people up on stage. We're only looking for 5 or 6 people, so we pick the cream of the crop. And that's why stage hypnosis is so much easier than clinical. But clinical hypnotists can also get on cruise ships. If you contact cruise ships directly, and there's a directory out there somewhere for cruise ships, perhaps cruiseships.com or something like that, where you can offer to do a free lecture demo or free training in hypnotherapy, and they might just take you up on it.
Beautiful. I have a request for an inside tip trick. I haven't given you any preparation for. Give us some tips on how to select good people from the audience for your demonstrations. What do you look for?
Yes. Well, the first thing you need to do as a stage hypnotist is to impress the audience, because the volunteers have not yet come up on stage. But to impress the audience by several methods, one of which I'll give you as a gift. When you impress the audience and they're amazed with what you're doing, they will flock up on stage. You'll never have a problem with volunteers. When the volunteers come up, and the first thing you want to do is separate anybody that comes up together, husband, wives, girlfriend, boyfriend, separate them because they'll be talking. And then you do the induction and get them under. What you're going to look for good subjects, first the eye roll that goes back. You can see their eyes, actually, all the whites of their eyes, the eyes roll back. Unless they're, don't allow them to wear sunglasses, so you can see their eyes. When we touch them on the shoulder, touching is good. There's a collapse of the muscles get heavy. And the typical movement of a good subject is slow and sluggish. I'm giving you all this free information. The typical movement of a good subject is slow and sluggish, and the head drops like a rock and things like that. So there are little tests that you do on stage while you're doing it, and that gives you the opportunity to eliminate those that are not responding. And, of course, responding is important, too. If they're responding and they're funny, then you keep them as a good subject, and the rest you just send back at that time.
Beautiful. What else do you have for us? You're going to tell us about how to promote our business using hypnosis demonstrations, or what do you got for us tonight that we can walk away with and use tomorrow?
Well, once you learn how to do some small demonstrations, you can do lecture demos, what we call lecture demos, in places like Rotary Club, the Lions Club, Knights of Columbus, all of those nonprofit organizations that always clamor for speakers. Sometimes they'll pay you. Most of the time they won't. They'll give you a luncheon and a plaque, which is good. But you get your chance to pass out your business card. And on your business card, on the back of the business card, is another experiment that I can't really show on here because I don't have a Zoom camera in front of me. But you will talk about the clinical side of hypnosis. Then you do the arms rising and falling. I assume everybody out there knows how to do that with the heavy arm and the light arm going up. Then you select a few subjects, put them into instant induction, and then do a few funny things like tell them they're watching a funny movie, tell them they get itchy on a certain word, make them talk in Martian talk by telling them they're Martians now. And it's amazing what you can do. It's amazing what people will do with the proper suggestion. That's what the course is all about. Oh, there's another way to promote that too. Get a hold of your newspaper and take a newspaper person to lunch or dinner. I've had full page articles, front pages at no cost, and normally they cost thousands of dollars. Offer your lecture demo to TV or radio stations. You can actually do it on the radio. I did it in Buffalo, New York. I hypnotized the head cheerleader from the Buffalo Bills football team on the radio. And the way it's done is I'm sitting next to her, and the entire radio crew is watching, about 20 people. I had hypnotized her previously off the air, and then I just put her back under. And on the air, I made her forget her last name. So that's very verbal. The people listening, you know, driving to work, they can hear it. And she could not remember her name. And you know what? She got a little shook up about it. It startled her, and she started to cry. And, of course, I made her happy by giving her name right back to her. But those are some of the things you can do. Offer your free services. Get exposure. That's the key. And then people will start to call you. And you don't have a website? Get one. Because you have to keep pace with the other people, and you get business off the Internet. Really, we do it. Now, Cal, I'd like to cover the last listing that you had, how to make big money doing one-hour shows. And the average show is an hour and 15 minutes. When you take a good professional course in stage hypnosis, the first time you go out, you're going to ask for $750 for a show. After about 10 or 12 shows, you will ask, you'll boost, bump it up to 1,000, then up to 1,200, then to 1,500. Our shows go anywhere from, I've received as much as 3,500 for one show, plus expenses. If you have to travel, they'll pick up your airfare, your hotel, and things like that. Now, here's what one of my students did. He went to a Midwest college and said, look, I'll do the show for free. Just let me take the door money. Let me take the money, you know, admission money, $10 at the door. And the college agreed. Well, 700 students showed up, and he pocketed $7,000 for the night. Now, that's a great take. Now, that doesn't always happen because a lot of colleges can multiply the money, too, and they'll say, no, we'll pay you your fee. But colleges pay, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500. There's a lot of good money out there. And people say, well, what about the competition? Do you realize how many colleges and universities are in just the United States, let's say? How many cruise ships there are working in the United States? How many fairs there are, private parties, corporate parties, nightclubs, supper clubs? There are millions of people that need shows out there. And hypnosis is a very strong sight show. There's hardly a comedian that will follow a great hypnotist. They just won't do it. If you do the show and you're sincere about it, you do a clean show, you don't have to do the X-rated stuff, you will make some money. But you can't, you have to market yourself, of course. But that's how you can make some real money with hypnosis. And, you know, where else can you go and get $1,500 or more, or even $750 for an hour and a half? It's great money, and it's fun to do. You'll have a lot of fun on stage. It's easier than you think.
Hey, Jerry, I'm wondering, what kind of a person makes a good stage hypnotist, a real entertainer?
I tell people it takes two things to be a great stage hypnotist. One is you need to look good. I don't mean you need to look like Tom Cruise or Julia Roberts, but I'm talking about stage presence, you know, neat and clean and dressed properly. You need to look good. Secondly, you need to really want to be out in front of an audience. You should be backstage saying, I can't wait to get out there. You should love audiences. You should want to impart knowledge for audiences. You want to have some fun with the audiences. I call it romancing the audience. What kind of a person? Housewives, truck drivers. You know who's taken our course? Pilots, housewives, truck drivers, brain surgeons, magicians, comics, anybody from any walk of life. If you look good on stage and you like being out there, the course is for you.
Jerry, I'm wondering, I know that a lot of people take training and like hypnotherapy, and a lot of them, they get all the training they need and then they never get started because they're just afraid. What can a person do if they want to get into stage hypnosis to get over their fear?
Getting over the fear is one word, preparation. When preparation meets opportunity, you have success. Preparation is the key. Now, in our courses, I don't know about other courses, I can only talk about ours. We take you step by step. We have you practice in groups and we supervise the practices. It's easy to get started. You need to print some business cards, need to get some attire, need to get some pictures taken. You might want to buy a wireless microphone. So it takes a few dollars to get started, but I'll tell you, it pays big, big dividends. Big dividends. Of course, if you just do nothing and sit by the phone, you won't make any money. But a lot of our students earn back the entire expense of going to Vegas, the tuition, the hotel, the airfare, in their first two or three shows. I mean, it's out there, Cal, and if somebody's got a fire lit in their stomach about this, they'll do well. Some people really run with it. Some people just do local shows, and they still do well. They can make people that do like local shows can make anywhere from $500 a month to $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month. And if they go full time, they can make even more. And you know, it's there for you if you want it. But you have to have that burning desire to be out there and to have some fun with it. And it's easier than you think, believe me.
You know, I've been surprised. We've had some people go through our hypnotherapy certification course and they get the fundamentals of hypnosis. Plus, they learn about how to do hypnotherapy, and then they get the bug. They go watch a good show like yours, and then it's like they get that twinkle in their eye, and then they say, where can I train? And, you know, I tell them the trainer I went and saw, and I had a great time, and that was Jerry Valley. It's been years since I went through your training course. But I tell you what, I learned some great things. If you're a hypnotherapist and you only ever intend to be a hypnotherapist, I still recommend getting stage hypnosis training. You're going to learn some tips, tricks, insider techniques that will make you a better hypnotherapist. And I'll bet you 1 out of 10 of every client you have is going to ask you about stage hypnotism. They're going to say, is this like stage hypnotism? Or they'll say, is that real? And when you can speak to your clients and saying, I've been trained as a stage hypnotist, and I can tell you it is real, and you can tell them the differences and the similarities, then it only adds to their perception that you are a well-trained and informed hypnotherapist.
Well, Cal, that's great advice, actually. People very often... matter of fact, if you're doing hypnotherapy and you want to do some stage things, you'll get clients out of that. They come to my office because they've seen Tommy V's show or they've seen my show and they're impressed with it. Yellow Pages, by the way, I don't know if that was mentioned earlier, but Yellow Pages is a big, big deal for hypnotherapy. We get over 50% of our clients from the Yellow Pages. But on stage, it just whets the appetite. People love that type of show. There's nothing stronger than audience participation. And what you want to do is, if you do stage, is leave them feeling good about it so that they want to try it again or tell their friends about it. And that's what they do. They tell their friends about it, spreads the word. They say, you know, wow, I saw Jerry Valley's show. I saw Tommy V's show. It was dynamite. And they have an office right here in Methuen. And, we get business from that, too.
Thank you very much. Hey, let's open this up with some questions. One of our hypnotherapists kind of snuck a question in behind the scenes here, and I'll just ask it away to get things going. One of our hypnotherapists would like to know, do women do well in stage hypnosis? Do people like to book women hypnotists?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. I'm sorry, I overlooked it. Women have a greater advantage than men do on stage. Why? First of all, you look better than we do. Secondly, 95 to 98% of stage hypnotists are male hypnotists. So when someone sees a female hypnotist, they're naturally attracted to it. We have ladies that we've trained are doing very, very well. I don't want to mention the name, but we'll mention it at the course. I know one of the ladies is getting like $3,500 a show, and that's darn good. Now, you're not going to get that right away. You know, but she, when she started, she got $750, but she's been doing it for some years now, and she's getting big money for it, and she's doing well, and others out in the West Coast. You know, the average is about $1,500 a show. Yes, women do fine with this, with stage hypnosis.
Thank you very much. Hey, let's open it up and see if anyone out there anywhere in the world that's logged on has a question for Jerry Valley or a comment. Maybe you've seen his show or been through his training.
I see one posted here, Cal, so I'll cover this. Chris is asking, what would you suggest as the best venue to start with in stage hypnosis? Well, the best venue is once you're prepared. Again, preparation is key. I would offer my shows to the nonprofit organizations. Go and offer it to Rotary clubs, you know, Lions clubs, and offer to do a major show. They can promote it. You can do it for free if you want. You can split the cost with them if you split the ticket with them if you want. But let them promote it under their auspices, and then you can get a piece of the money, as they will too. And they'll be thrilled with it because you're going to make money for them. Now, here's another one you could do. This has been hardly touched at all, but I'll give it to you as a gift. Try wedding receptions. I never thought they'd be good, but I did a show at a wedding reception because they just begged me to do it, and it was wonderful. Now, a lot of weddings won't go for it, but some will. You do a 45-minute show, and they love it. Karen's asking, have you done any shows in Asia? No, I have not. I've done London. Let's see. I've done all the Bahamas. Aruba and Jamaica and London, and that's a bit. But no, I have not. But I'd like to. Can you bring me over?
We'll be happy to bring you over to Singapore one time when we come. Singapore is a hub for Asia and the Pacific area, and I'm sure that you'll have a great time. Any other questions? You can type them in at the bottom if you don't have a microphone, and we can pick them up and read them so that everybody can hear it.
There's a question from Adam. What happens with the volunteers that are somewhat problematic, like they won't go into hypnosis right away? Well, remember, now I'm going to seat about 20 people. I'm looking for, you know, as a stage hypnotist, you're a director, actor, producer. You're a casting director. You're going to cast these people into different experiments. So if out of 20 people, I don't care if I lose 10. I really only want 5, 6, 7, 8 tops to work with. So what you do is, for those that don't respond, first of all, some of them will get up themselves and walk off the stage because they know they're just not under. And others that you surmise are not under because they haven't passed some little test you're going to do, just take them by the hand, take them out of the chair and say, open your eyes, you're wide awake, go back to the audience. It didn't work for you tonight, but you can try it again some other night, and that's how you eliminate.
Not being a stage hypnotist myself, but it seems like there is a, you know, the people that go on the stage, for the most part, they want to go up there, they want to be hypnotized, and they want to have a good time. Isn't that right?
Yes, of course. They know what's coming. They know that they're going to have a good time, but still, some will be refractory, some will resist, some will try too hard, believe it or not. And some will be, exhibitionists. But the type of person you really want to see a change in, which is dramatic, is the little quiet person that comes up. Like I told you my story about the girl in my group, the little quiet person who just, when you unleash their imagination, the imagination gives it a license to perform. And we unleash the imagination and they become Hollywood stars. We call it a Hollywood casting call. That's when it's most impressive to the audience, when you see a quiet person now up there singing and dancing and doing all, talking in Martian talk and Japanese talk and all of that stuff. That's what happens. So it's just a unique type of thing to do. And every show is a wonderful challenge.
Yeah, I'm being a little bit of a show hog here, but I'm curious, can you tell us a story maybe about one particular, just really either funny or kind of embarrassing time that you or Tommy were doing a show?
Well, I remember one time when I was doing a show and I made their seats hot. And I said on the keyword like microphone, you'll think you're sitting on a red hot stove. And this guy took a chair and flung it at me and it just missed my head. Because, I mean, he didn't really mean to hit me. He just jumped out of the chair and threw the chair and just missed my head by a few inches. And then we've seen some transformations. Like I told one girl, she was the singer from The Sound of Music. She became that person, singing, you know, The Sound of Music. And she just was, she was just, it, she looked like her. She danced like her. She talked like her. And it amazes me. I mean, I have so much fun on stage. I'm almost embarrassed to take the check, but I always do.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it okay if we go over about 5 or 10 minutes because we started a little bit late?
Oh, I want to stay with it. I want questions from the people out there. If they don't start giving me questions, I'm going to start giving them questions to see if they paid attention. But let's have some fun with this. There are so many things. I remember Norm Crosby came to my show, the comedian, and his manager volunteered for the show. And he was so funny that Norm Crosby actually fell down on the floor laughing. I mean, just splitting a gut. It was just so funny, you know? There are many things that happen that are funny and amazing to me, too. Like you tell a person they can't get off a chair. You're stuck to the chair. And they literally, you put a $20 bill in front of them, and they can't get that $20 bill. It's amazing to me as well as to the audience.
I bet you they just absolutely want to bust a gut. I mean, you're just telling me about it, and I'm laughing here, and my eyes are getting watery.
I have several big shows coming up. I do the if anyone is, by the way, if anyone's from Buffalo, New York, every August I do the Erie County Fair in Hamburg, New York, which is about 20 minutes from Buffalo. Please come and say hello. This year it's August 15th to August 22nd, two shows a day. 2:30 and 9 o'clock, and do tell me that you saw this program. So the Erie County Fair, that's in Buffalo, New York. And again, I would really like some questions. You know, you must have some questions. What did you ever want to know about stage hypnosis? By the way, we don't use plants. We don't use shills. It's a cold audience, not a cold audience, but a new audience. We don't want a cold audience. You're going to warm them up anyway. And when you romance the audience, they want to be up there with you. They want to be near you. They want to be part of the show. And that's what you create. You create a desire in the volunteer, a desire in the person in the audience to want to volunteer for that show. That's what you do. That's how you romance the audience.
So I see, Jerry, so Heather has typed in a message. Is your stage seminar for the novice or experienced hypnotists? Can they come in knowing nothing about hypnosis, or do they already need to know how to hypnotize?
Heather, that's a really great question. This is for anybody with no experience. Now, some people with some experience take the class, but I'll break it down this way. I'm going to say 10% of the people that take the class are experienced hypnotists, some of them on stage. And I'm going to say 90% that take our class have no experience in either clinical or stage. A lot of them, maybe 40% will have some clinical experience, but at least 60% will have no experience at all, and it doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's better because if we don't have to undo some things that they're doing wrong. Anyone can learn it. We give you the books, the DVDs. We walk you through it, and you're not doing it alone. I mean, we're here for you. And if you're brand new, if you've never done hypnosis, you know, I would say if you're an average learner or better, you should be up and running within 6 to 10 weeks, making money at it. And if you're a real fast learner and you've had some experience on stage but not necessarily hypnosis, I mean, you could have been, you might have been an entertainer somewhere, or you could have been in plays or whatever. You could be ready in 4 to 6 weeks with no experience in hypnosis.
I see there's a couple more questions down at the bottom. Why don't you just read them and answer them?
Karen asked, stage induction similar to inductions used for one-on-one hypnosis sessions? Yes, they're similar but faster. The induction on stage is about, my induction is 6 to 7 minutes, although I've seen a hypnotist on stage who took 1 hour to do inductions, which is much too long. If the show is an hour and 15 minutes, you want to get them in within, 5 to 7 minutes. It's that fast. And sometimes we use instant inductions, so it's a little bit different. It's a lot faster, let's say. Now, the other question from Karen was also, is there an age that is too young or too old to be a stage hypnotist? Well, we've had them 14 years old with their parents to learn hypnosis. And the young fella who's now 20 is doing just great. Too old? Never too old. We have people in our class that are 70, 75 years old, even older than that, that want to do something while they still can, while they're still healthy. No. I mean, we wouldn't take anyone that's like 8 years old or anything like that. I would say 14 is about the minimum, but there's no maximum. 100 years old? Come and join us. Let's see. More questions. Keep them coming.
Well, gentlemen, I'd just like to point out, I don't specifically have any questions for you, but I would like to say thank you for allowing me to participate. It's exciting for me because you may not know this, but Gibraltar is a very small community, has about 30,000 inhabitants, and I'm probably the only person in the Mediterranean that I'm aware of that actually does any form of hypnosis. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, by the way.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for coming on. Cal, there is another option, though, that we haven't talked about, just in case they can't make the seminar. But, Cal, they can buy the entire seminar on DVD, and you have that program, Cal, available for them. And the seminar, and that includes all the books, all the DVDs, and the actual DVDs of a previous seminar in Las Vegas, including Orman McGill, the Dean of American Hypnotists. So that's available too if you can't attend it in person. Of course, attending in person is the best thing. This might be the next best thing for you if the first one doesn't work.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, of course, I would love to be able to invite you to come over to Gibraltar. Really, it's just a question of how much would you charge me? What would it cost? Those are the things I would have to look at. I'm sure there are enough people within Gibraltar and the surrounding areas, south of Spain, that would be only too happy to come and see you.
All right, Cal, we have several questions here. How much do you charge a company to put on the show? Well, I charge about $2,000 plus expenses. It depends. If it's how much time, if it's, a long distance, I might charge them $2,500 or $3,000 plus expenses. If it's a local company, I'll charge them $1,800 to $2,000, and of course, there's no expenses because it's local. I hope that answers that for the lady. I think that's the lady that sent that in.
Jerry, also, let me tell you, every quarter in our Banyan Hypnosis e-zine on the website writes articles for us. And Jerry, I greatly appreciate that. And so people can keep checking back, see what kind of training you've got coming up, new products coming out, and also read your informative articles. Someone just asked me over here at our office, is stage hypnotism mostly weekend work, or is it something you can do during the week, like corporate parties also, or do you have to always work in some smoky old nightclub?
Smoky old nightclub, right? Most of the shows that you will get will be weekends, so you can do it part-time. There are some shows during the week, but most of them are Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, things like that. Of course, at a fair, I'm at a fair from Tuesday through Sunday, so that's, during the week, as well as the weekend. But if you're going to do it part-time, most of the shows you'll encounter will be on the weekend.
I see that Roberta has a question for you, too, down there at the bottom of the screen.
Question from Roberta is, should someone start charging out less than an experienced stage hypnotist, what do you recommend? The answer is yes, you should charge less than experienced, but don't tell the person that books you that it's your first show. Now, I would recommend you ask for your first show, $750. Most hypnotists are doing $800, $1,500, so then, you know, do six or seven shows, a dozen shows, and then go up to 1,000, and just go as high as you can and see what the traffic will bear. If you go too high, you back off a little bit. But you start with 750. I hope that answers that for you. Cal, there is one other question from a lady who says, yes, I am female. I'm not sure some names, you know, like Robin, I don't know if it's a male or female. But anyway, the question is, yes, I'm listening. How long is an average show? My show is 1 hour and 15 minutes. I can go longer if they want to. Let me tell you a little story about this. And I can go shorter. 1 hour show, so forth. I was booked in Houston, Texas one time at the Magic Island. And the fellow says to me, I want you for 2 weeks over New Year's Eve. So you're going to do one show a night, beautiful auditorium, and about 200 or 300 people. But he said, for New Year's Eve, get this now. Remember, my average show is 1 hour and 15 minutes. He says, you have to do four shows. 25 minutes per show. Four new audiences. And I said, my God, how am I going to do that? But I like a challenge. So I said, I'll do it. I did the show. Here's what I did. I did a one-minute introduction. I did a one-minute induction, and I did 23 minutes of experiments, and it was great. Every show was super great, just outrageously funny. But at the end of the evening, I was wiped out. I could barely walk. I had lost so much energy, I had to have something to eat and just go plop in the bed. But I did it, 25 minutes per show, four shows back-to-back, and I'll tell you, that's a lot. And to wrap it up, well, I started training myself in 1969. In 1999, Orman Miguel and I decided to start doing stage training because we wanted to share this. There's enough work out there for everybody. And there are some other courses around, but in our course, we don't hide anything. We tell you secrets that others keep secret, so to speak. But we give you as much as we can. We'll give you help after the course. I think you'll have some. I know you'll love the seminar. You'll enjoy doing it. And as I said, if you have a good stage presence, you kind of look good on stage by the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk, and you like being out in front of an audience. That's the key. You enjoy being out in front of a group. You will have a great time. And who knows where you can go with it? You might just do it part time. You could do it full time. You could do it occasionally. So it's up to you. But it's been a pleasure to speak to you. I love doing these things, and I hope to do it again. Contact Cal Banyan. Find out what we can do for you. Good luck, and stay healthy. See you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm so proud to have had Jerry Valley and Tommy V on here, even if we did have some technical problems and Tommy didn't get to say very much. I'm very excited about working with you guys, seeing about how this turns out for you. I want to encourage everyone who wants to have a fun, wonderful lifestyle that can be what you want it to be it working on the stage in one area or traveling the world. And then after a few years, after you get the experience, then you can start offering those 3-day, $4,500 trainings to others. That's right, because I understand at our office, we get phone calls all the time for people wanting to connect with stage hypnotists. So there's a demand out there. It's a great profession. When you do it right, when you do it the way that Jerry Valley and Tommy V is going to teach you, you're not just going to do yourself a service. You're going to do the whole profession of hypnotism a service. If Jerry wants to hang out in the room for a little while after the end of the show, that's fine. In the meantime, thank you all for coming. This is Cal Banyan signing off. Hope to see you on calbanyan.com. Over and out. Hello again. Just to wrap things up, I want to say thanks again to this hypnosis professional for allowing us to make this Meet the Pros Hypnosis Training Seminar available to you for free. We always appreciate it when you tell others about this Meet the Pros Hypnosis Training Seminar here on this website, www.hypnosis.org. Keep checking back to find the latest Meet the Pros Hypnosis Training Seminar on www.hypnosis.org, where we organize hypnosis training and materials for you. On hypnosis.org, remember that ends with O-R-G, you will find the latest hypnosis information, training materials, course listings, and information about individual hypnosis sessions for you. I also want to suggest that you stop by my web blog, that's www.calbanyan.com, where you'll find lots of newly updated free hypnosis training videos, news announcements, opinions, and more. Until next time, this is Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.